Hello and welcome to MHEC 101, a series from the Maryland Higher Education Commission that brings you up to date on programs as well as policies that impact you as a Maryland student, a member of faculty, or as an institution. Today, we've got some really exciting news because we're going to tell you how to perhaps break down that student loan debt that you have, perhaps look into the possibility of taking new options and new opportunities to pay down that student loan debt. And who better than Jennifer Fischetti, who is the program administrator for the Student Loan Debt Relief Tax Credit, to come into our offices, join us, and explain this program. Hi, Jennifer. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for the opportunity, Rhonda.
Let's talk about the thousands, and in some cases, hundreds of thousands of dollars that our students have in debt, and what the Maryland Higher Education Commission is doing to help them. I know that we have the Student Loan Debt Relief Tax Credit. It's a long title, but it really sums up what it does. But can we go back 5 years ago when the whole program started and kind of give us an idea of why the Maryland Higher Education Commission is now offering this as a program?
Sure, great questions. So in 2016, Maryland passed the College Affordability Act, in which, amongst other things, it created a refundable Maryland tax credit that allowed Maryland tax filers who had at least $20,000 in undergraduate and or graduate degree debt and have at least $5,000 of that debt remaining to apply for and receive an award certificate, if qualified, that they can claim a refundable credit on their tax return. Now, the value of a refundable tax credit versus a non-refundable tax credit is you can get this money back regardless of whether you owe any taxes or don't. A non-refundable tax credit might lower your tax base to zero, but you could not necessarily get any cash back. And the reason they do that is they want to put the money in the hands of the Maryland tax filer that they can take that refund received and then apply it towards their student loan debt to reduce the balance.
Now, I'm going to come up with like a 101 basic question, mm-hmm. because a lot of people misunderstand the tax credit for getting a check. Kind of explain the tax credit to us.
Sure. Well, actually, in technicality, they're going to get a check in the mail or in a direct deposit, but through the whole refund process on the tax return.
Okay, so let's back that up. Yeah. Let's start there. So again, this is all happening with their Maryland state income tax return.
Correct.
Okay.
Exactly.
Start there and break it down for us.
So what that means is, of course, you need to be a Maryland tax filer. Mm-hmm. That's number one. And so you would then, if you believe you qualify, you can, beginning July 1st of each year, you can apply for permission to be eligible. And what that application process looks like is you would submit a copy of your Maryland tax return, the current return. You would also submit a copy of your college transcripts and your current loan documentation. What we're looking to do is to verify that the debt that you incurred was in fact an undergraduate or graduate degree debt, and that you meet those $20,000 threshold and the $5,000 remaining threshold. And if you meet those qualifications, then we would put you in consideration for awarding. Now, typically when we award, we're trying to award everybody who qualifies on this. And so the award amount can vary depending upon how many qualified applications we have. But if an applicant is awarded, they would get the certificate that they in turn then use when they file their tax return for that tax season. So let's take an example. For those awarded for 2021, they can begin to file their Maryland tax returns January 1st of 2022. Mm-hmm. And the deadline, unless it changes, will be April 15th of 2022. So at some time between there, when they file that claim, the Maryland Comptroller's Office, who handles all tax payments, they would process the claim and they would issue the increased refund for the amount that they claim. Mm-hmm. That applicant who then received that, they have 2 years from that date to actually apply it towards their student loan debt. So in theory, they could wait to make that payment till April 15th of 2024, but they just need to prove to us through documentation that they've applied the money they claimed towards the student loan debt to achieve the purpose, to lower the balance.
So if I had a refund of $2,000 coming in on my Maryland tax, but I was approved for the tax credit. What is my tax person going to tell me that I have coming back?
That would be the $2,000 you would normally get back plus the amount of the credit that you claimed.
Excellent. What if I owed $1,000?
Right.
What would happen?
So they would take the $1,000 that you owed, they would take it from the credit claim, meaning you wouldn't have to write the check at that moment out of your pocket for the $1,000. They would apply whatever the credit was against that. And if there's an overage there, you get that money back. But remember, you wouldn't be writing that check for the $1,000.
See, that is so important. And I really want our constituents and our residents out there to understand that, again, it's not a physical check. It is money, but it's a tax credit that you can apply to your Maryland taxes.
The tax filer might owe a few hundred dollars more because most of the time people are on top of putting the right amount of money out of their pay into the payroll deduction so that they don't really owe a lot, or if anything, they get some money back at the end of the year. So a lot of times those are fairly close. And so maybe you have $80 you still owe the state in taxes and you had a credit for, say, $1,000. You would see $920, but you would not have written that check for $80. You still got the full $1,000. But a lot of times what we're really seeing is they might have $200 or $300 coming back, plus another $1,000 or $1,500, whatever the credit happens to be for, you would get that back.
The application is online, and where would we go to find that?
Sure. Well, so Maryland has a website called OneStop, and that's onestop.md.gov. In there, you can find up to 350 different permits, licenses, and applications for many different programs throughout all the agencies in the state of Maryland. And so we're also listed there, and you just go to the One Stop. You can look for by agency, look for the Maryland Higher Education Commission. You click on our tab, and you'll find the application listed there. Mm-hmm. With One Stop, a Maryland tax filer would simply create a user login account, and then from there, they can actually open any application they want for any permit, license, or other applications to the state. And in this case, the application process opens July 1st of each year, and the deadline to have all documentation and applications submitted is September 15th of each year. And this provides us an opportunity then to do the reviews and make awarding by December 15th. All of the September 15th deadline and the December 15th deadline are set by that same tax law that creates the program. So we want to make sure that we follow that.
Absolutely. You can also go on mhec.maryland.gov and go over to the quick link side and look for the student loan debt relief tax credit and click on that for other information as well. With the limited time we have left, I really want to talk about if you could just quickly kind of go through what the threshold is that we talk about. If somebody's listening and going, oh my gosh, I have, you know, a lot of tax credit, what is the minimum threshold that they have to have in order to be eligible for the Maryland Student Loan Debt Relief Tax Credit?
Somebody who has no income can still get this credit.
Okay.
Somebody who has $1 million a year in income can still get this credit. The key to this is it doesn't necessarily matter how much income you have or how little you have. What matters is, do you meet that $20,000 threshold?
And what does that mean?
So that means that, let's say the tax filer went to college, they took out a few student loans, but collectively those student loans are at least $20,000. And so they may have paid that down some and they may not have, but they took out initially at least $20,000 while they were in school. And that can be $20,000 for both undergraduate and add to it graduate degree debt. And so we're seeing a lot of times it's well above the $20,000.
Sure.
That threshold just needs to be met. It doesn't matter whether it's $20,000 or $200,000. As long as you're over $20,000, you're good. Now, in terms of the balance, you need to have at least $5,000 remaining. And of course, for many people, unfortunately, that is the case. And so we're just trying to verify that documentation through your lender.
And by documentation through your lender, that is also probably a very important part of this process, because we need to confirm that the lender is there, it is a legitimate lender, and most importantly, I think this might be one of the places that people make mistakes when they're filling out the application and or the documentation for the application. In the few minutes we have left, can you tell us a little more about that?
Sure. Yeah, exactly. That is actually the bigger area that we have concerns with. We're always reminding folks that when they're submitting loan documentation, it needs to be something that's issued by the servicer. It needs to include the current date. It can't be an old or out-of-dated statement, so it needs to be current. It needs to report what the original debt was, that's the total debt incurred. It also has to report the current balance. Now, typically, sometimes your monthly billing statements could suffice, or if your lender offers, they sometimes have what they call third-party verification forms. Now, each applicant will need to contact their individual student loan servicer or their student loan lender to find out what that documentation may look like. But who holds the loan is also key. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of people, you can have a private debt, and that's say Sallie Mae or Discovery or some of the other non-federal based loans. Mm-hmm. You can have that debt and still qualify. Or you could have a U.S. Department of Education loan that could be serviced by one of nine different servicers. Mm. Any of those would qualify, but the documentation needed would vary depending upon either the servicer or the actual lender. So we strongly encourage you to call the lender directly and ask for third-party verification of that information, and they can help you with providing the required forms.
And in our very few almost seconds now that we have left, talk to me about approximately how many students are awarded each year the tax credit.
Sure. Well, the great news is that we've been able to award on average between 8,000 and 10,000 people per year.
Wow.
And that's a lot of Marylanders who have an opportunity to lower their debt.
And with that, I just want to say one more time, thank you, Jennifer, who again is the program administrator for the Maryland Student Loan Debt Relief Tax Credit. I'm going to have to bring you back because I have a feeling there's other things that we really need to focus on, and maybe it's going to deal with the proof of performance or the proof of payment that is also part of the program. But we just want to give people as much information as we possibly can to make sure that they at least get on the website, which is mhec.maryland.gov. It's critical to get on now, start learning about it, start, you know, informing yourself and educating yourself, because when that application opens on July 1, you want to be ready to rock and roll. Is that right?
That's absolutely right, because we're here to engage, inform, and support.
You are spot on center on that one. Jennifer, thank you again so much for joining us. And thank you all for listening, because this is MHEC 101. I'm your host, Rhonda Wardlaw, and we will look forward to talking with you again very, very soon, whether it be with the tax credit, one of our 27 scholarships or grants available. Oh, there's just a plethora of information. So we have it right here on MHEC 101. Y'all have a great day.